that Thomas is here declaring his name as Charles Eldredge, E-L-D-R-E-D-G-E, Charles C-H-A-R-L, error, patient's name is Thomas Eldredge, E-L-D-R-E-D-G-E, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, date of birth is 12/31/1941, date of service is 6/9/2025. Mr. Eldredge is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He says that he is doing better. He continues to have swelling of his legs. His redness has improved. He is done with the antibiotics. He is using ACE wraps to keep the swelling down. He states that he's been watching his salt intake. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, bilateral lower extremity swelling, 2+. Impression, number one, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next. Chronic congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Next, moderate aortic stenosis. Next, mild mitral and tricuspid regurgitation. Next, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. Next, chronic anemia. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus, insulin dependent. Next, diabetic nephropathy. Next, diabetic neuropathy. Next, history of CVA with right-sided weakness. Next, history of bilateral carotid artery stenosis. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, morbid obesity. Next, DJD. Treatment plan. Discuss with patient about his symptoms. Will increase his Bumex to 2 tablets in the morning, 1 tablet at nighttime, 1 tablet in the late afternoon. We'll have repeat basic metabolic panels checked. Also, CBC would be checked. We'll continue other medications. Continue with ACE wraps. Continue other medications. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Faye Abu Ghazaleh, A-B-U-G-H-A-Z-A-L-E-H, Faye, F-A-Y-E, date of birth is 3/24/1934, date of service is 6/9/2025. Ms. Abu Ghazaleh is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She said that she is doing better. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any complaints of any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next, hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of DVT/PE, next degenerative joint disease, next early cognitive dementia, next anxiety, next history of recurrent falls. treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be stable. Continue current medication. She was encouraged to keep her legs elevated, avoid salty food. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Claudia O'Green, O-G-R-E-E-N, Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A. Date of birth is 9-14-1952. Date of service is 6-9-2025. Miss O'Green is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she is doing well. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any complaints of any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. She feels that since she has been on the Buspar, she has been feeling better. Overall, she denies any other symptoms or complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression number one. Type 2 diabetes mellitus. Insulin dependent. Next, elevated blood sugar. Next, history of congestive heart failure. Next, COPD. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, morbid obesity. Next, generalized anxiety disorder. Next, depressive disorder. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, DJD. Next, history of left head nasal cyst. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. I have increased her dose of the insulin to 25 units. I have encouraged her to watch her diet, follow a diabetic diet, avoid sugar and carbs. I've also encouraged her to ambulate and try to do some activity. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurse know or call the office, period. Next patient is Stanley Sokolowski, S-O-K-O-L-O-W-S-K-I, Stanley, S-T-A-N-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 3-15-1948. Date of service is 6-9-2025. Mr. Sokolowski is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He said that he's been stable. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He does have some swelling of the legs. He said that it has been stable, though. No fever or chills. No other complaints. Has been eating well. Pain has been controlled with the medications. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rails. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, chronic edema / chronic skin changes, both lower extremities. Impression number one, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of atrial fibrillation. Next, history of depressive disorder. Next, history of gout. Next, DJD. Next, chronic skin changes, both lower extremities. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He states that he's stable. He did not want any changes in his medications. Will continue same. He was encouraged to drink enough fluids, monitor will have routine blood tests ordered, will continue other medications, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.